You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Thursday afternoon, and we're joined by T-Storm Weather's Mike Tenora from Chicago, Illinois, to take a look at the forecast. Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing, Todd?
Well, it's pretty warm here. It's been really warm out in the west, where I guess the high plains have been suffering with dust storms, and the hard red winter wheat looks in not great shape, and I don't know, what do you see in the weather across the United States?
Well, we are in a transitional phase right now between a warm pattern that we are experiencing at the moment and, unfortunately, a cool pattern that's coming up for next week. The way it looks at the moment, we're going to see areas of rain and thunderstorms sweep across the central U.S. in two or three different waves. The first wave is developing right now, and that will continue to affect a large portion of the Northern Plains and Corn Belt all the way through tomorrow. We have a short break on Saturday, though we caution that there will be a few showers around much of the same areas that receive rain over the next 1 to 2 days. And then the real concern as far as planting goes is what happens on Sunday and Monday, because we have yet another system, this one fairly large, that is expected to move on through pretty much the same areas once again. So by the time you add up all of the rain that's coming, we're not looking for a monstrous rain event by any stretch of the imagination, but we feel fairly comfortable with widespread 1 to 2 inch amounts from today all the way through Monday. So that will tend to slow corn planting across a large portion of the Corn Belt. Now, interestingly, although there could be a few thunderstorms in the plains where rain is really needed, it looks like chances there are fairly low. We calculated with our proprietary application that 50% of U.S. hard red winter wheat production received less than half of its average rainfall over the last 90 days. That is very dry, and that's why we're seeing this dust issue develop across Texas and Oklahoma and into parts of Kansas and Colorado, the same area that was experiencing huge dust storms back in the 1930s in the Dust Bowl era. This is a little reminiscent of that, but not nearly as severe. But that will be something to monitor, not only for the rest of this growing season, but next growing season. We'll need to see some big rains to help and improve soil moisture in that region. Back to next week, though, in the Corn Belt, it does turn sharply cooler and a little bit drier. But all in all, it just doesn't look all that great for the next 7 days or so.
How much cooler is sharply cooler?
Well, we think temperatures will be around 10 to maybe even 15 degrees below average on 1 or 2 days. That will put high temperatures in the 50s and 60s for a couple of days next week, with lows in the 40s. We start to warm up, though, by next weekend. But with that warm-up comes a chance for rain as we set up a sharp north-south temperature contrast through the Corn Belt.
So we're in the midst of the transitional time. It's coming a bit late for the spring. Does that give you any indication of how quickly we will simply move into the summer time frame?
Well, that's a great question. One thing that we do know is that we have an El Nino event that is becoming increasingly probable as we go through the next few months and really through the end of the year. That generally leads to cool and wet conditions in the Corn Belt in the summer, which is great news if you're a corn and soybean farmer once you have your crop in the ground. So at this point, there are some clues out there that we do have a fairly favorable growing season coming up, but weather is never as simple as just looking at El Nino and then knowing what will happen. But we just think there is a hint that we might be seeing more of this type of weather that's coming up next week in our future.
Our thanks to Mike Tenora of T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. That wraps up the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.